Rylan, we've been hearing a lot about the governor's undisclosed use of the state plane over the past couple of weeks. Now the governor has released a list of his travels since taking office. What's going on there?
So the Courier-Journal had a story a couple weeks ago showing that the governor has made a bunch of trips on this plane owned by Kentucky State Police. Some of the trips were obviously on official business, but then there were a few that kind of fell into the unofficial business category, times when Bevin was attending a fundraiser or going on vacation, or we don't really know. There's nothing illegal about it, but it raised questions about whether Bevin's campaign, or the Republican Party was reimbursing the state for the use of the plane. Then this week, Bevin releases this list of every time he's used the plane for official business, from flying out to Western Kentucky in the wake of the shooting at Marshall County High School to flying to D.C. to meet for a meeting with President Trump. But it didn't include the unofficial travel. This summer, he took the state plane to Wisconsin, Chicago, Miami for undisclosed reasons. He flew around the state to attend campaign events and fundraisers. And we're still not sure what those trips were for or how they were paid for, if at all.
But governors in the past, they've used the state plane for private purposes, right?
Absolutely. And reporters have taken great efforts to shine a light on how the taxpayer-funded airplane is used. In 2011, the Herald Leader wrote about how then-Governor Steve Beshear refused to disclose who was paying for some trips that he was taking on the state plane, and he ended up reimbursing the state for some trips that he took after the Herald Leader covered those issues. Meanwhile, Bevin and his team have lashed out at reporters for covering the issue, calling it fake news, and wrongfully claiming that reporters didn't cover previous governors who kept flights secret.
Okay, so in other news, someone is suing to try to disqualify Republican Attorney General candidate Daniel Cameron. What's happening there?
So this lawsuit was filed by a Louisville man named Joseph Jackson, who just says he's a concerned citizen. He alleges that Cameron doesn't have enough experience as a lawyer to be attorney general. The Kentucky Constitution requires 8 years of experience as a practicing attorney to be attorney general. And by the time Election Day rolls around on November 5th, Cameron will have been admitted to practice law in Kentucky for 8 years. But what this lawsuit says is that Cameron's time as a clerk for a federal judge for a couple years should not count towards his full 8 years.
So does it count? Do we know?
Ultimately, we'll just kind of have to wait and see what the courts say. But there is a kind of similar case that might shed some light on it. In 1995, then Democratic Attorney General candidate Ben Chandler was sued for supposedly not having enough experience when he was running that year. That lawsuit claimed that because Chandler was the state auditor for 4 years, that he didn't have the requisite experience. A judge ended up ruling that he did, and Chandler ultimately beat Republican candidate Will T. Scott that year.
Okay, moving on. What about this story about 150,000 people recently being marked as inactive voters in the state's voter registration system?
Yeah, this has caused some confusion. I'm just going to start off and say none of these people have been removed from the state's voter rolls ahead of this November election. They can all still vote. But the State Board of Elections has started this process of cleaning the state's voter rolls. The Democratic Party discovered that the board has been marking people who haven't voted in recent elections as inactive voters, while it sends postcards out to them asking them to verify that they're alive and it's still at the same residence and stuff. Basically, if these people don't update their registrations or vote in the next two federal elections, that's 2020 and 2022, then they will be removed.
All right, Rylan, thanks. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.